Where did all that offense come from in there?
12, 15 games of work. And since we started getting guys back, it started with Jet. About, I think it was 12, 15 games ago. We got Jet back, then we got Lyndon Josephson. We're the only one guy left here is Fooder. So we're in a position now where we've been able to play with the same lines over and over again. A little chemistry there. And, we just built off of last night's effort and continued to get pucks to the net. They went in for us tonight.
And how big was last night's win in order to, you know, propel you guys to come out here and, you know, score 10 goals tonight?
Yeah, well, it's always hard when you have an emotional win like last night against a team like Calgary. So tonight for the guys to come out and really focus on playing Red Deer Rebel hockey, I think that was really the focus for the guys, not worrying about who we were playing against. I think that's really important when you come out every single night and you have a process to the program and you worry about your game. And I think our players did a great job of that tonight.
Five power play goals, I mean, that's something you guys haven't done in a while. So
seen that all year. So, well, the first thing for me with that was our passing. When we executed passes, we didn't waste any time dusting pucks off, we shot pucks. Those are things that we struggled with all year. And it's not just our power play, offensive zone, attacks, breaking out. We give a lot of credit to our goalies because they've been playing really good for us, giving us a chance. But I think our D deserve a lot of credit because they've been advancing pucks to our forwards. Our forwards are skating with it. And when we move our feet and we have time to make plays, we were doing it. And then obviously getting opportunities on the power play comes from digging in, winning battles, getting into battles. So, the guys have worked really hard here. Over the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, we've got lots of healthy bodies back, and it's making a big difference.
And earlier this week, we talked about Ty Copeland, how big of a, you know, obviously he had a big night tonight.
Yeah, and you know what, it's not because of a lack of hard work for him. He's getting lots of opportunities. It's like, just same as Sammy Transak. You know, these guys get these chances here, and it's, you know, it's good for them individually. They get a feel for what it's like to score big like they did tonight. And with Ty, we hope we can carry it over every day here for us.